Just days after a winter-like storm hit Montana and other western states, parts of the southeast are dealing with extreme heat. Joining us now is Jen Carfagno, a meteorologist and host of AMHQ at the Weather Channel. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Tanya. You know, let me start by saying that a snowstorm that you talked about is very much connected to the big heat wave that we have had ongoing throughout a large part of the country. It really is unbelievable. More than 20 states have been setting records in just the last week.
We're talking about degrees of upwards of 100 degrees in places like Mississippi in the first week of October. What's causing this?
We have a very bulging aspect of our jet stream going on right now. So basically, the jet stream is very far north, and it's a very strong area of high pressure at all levels of the atmosphere, just suppressing the air, and the sinking air causes a heating effect to the atmosphere. So we have temperatures going up. We need to finish up this week, and then we will finally get a break. We're actually seeing it in progress right now with a cold front coming in. But of course, that's not coming in without consequences. Places like Des Moines, Iowa, who were in the upper 80s on Monday, ended up yesterday with their second wettest October day in 135 years. They saw about 3.5 inches of rain. But now today, their temperature is going to drop into the 60s and they'll be in the 50s by tomorrow. So some big changes are coming. It's just going to take a few more days for that change to get to everyone. And by the middle of next week, all the way down to the Gulf Coast, we should finally get that cold front and get some relief.
Finally, some relief. Jen Carfagno, a meteorologist and host of AMHQ at the Weather Channel. Thank you for this update, Jen.
You're welcome.